Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
welcome
Anne.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
Good.
Welcome to Excess Astrology, the show where three astrologers gather together to chat and invite you in. And I think we have Heather here today. Heather, hi. How are you?
Good. Good. From snowy Montana. And Mark?
I think we have Mark. I think
and
he's
Mark
up.
Is here.
Yeah.
Hello, Heather. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Mark. How's it in snowy New York?
You know, they keep saying we're going to get snow, and then they don't deliver.
Oh, okay.
And you're in no snow Florida, right?
I am, but we've been a little chilly. It was 54. You know, I had my, I have these little capes that I brought at astrology conferences, answering from those dancing skirt people. So I have these wraps.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wearing them because it's a little, it's warm in the apartment, but it's chilly when I go on the deck in the morning for my morning coffee. So, yeah, it's good.
Oh, lovely. Mm-hmm.
But the sun is out, so that's always good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. How much snow do you have, Heather?
At the moment, we have, a slate of ice underneath it, but we just got 3 inches today. So it's not bad. It's just lovely. It's looking pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a beautiful red fox run by the house the other day, and it was running so fast I knew there must be a dog behind it. Sure enough, right afterwards the dog came through, but the dog didn't really know where he was going or what he was doing. It was just lovely to see the red fox come through. This fox
right.
was fine. Yeah.
Was it one of your dogs or was it a neighbor's dog?
No, it was a dog I've never seen before, so I have a feeling that he had chased that fox come hell or high water over hill and dale. And then got
the
all confused and went down my driveway and disappeared. So,
right.
Well, that'll change. He's making that chase on Mars in Sagittarius.
Yeah.
And now we're going to get Mars in Capricorn. He'll want to know why
he won't let
that
go.
Fox.
No, he won't.
I'm not
let
catching
go.
That fox. God damn it! So yeah.
Yeah.
Totally cool. Yeah, so lots going on in the heavens this week. We have Venus stationing, Venus. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Venus is stationing to go direct. I'm so confused between the Venus and the Mercury, but yeah, Venus is stationing to go direct. And thank heavens. Yeah, it'll be good to have her not causing quite so much trouble in the heavens. So not trouble, but just, people are just really assessing value. And I've had a lot of double billing and double book, I got dinged I discontinued my gym membership, but I just got zapped with it. They just sucked it out. And then I paid them a yearly, and then I got hit for the monthly. And, and it's just kind of money, I got to track that down. So, yeah, I'm ready for Venus to go direct. Go direct, Venus, go direct.
Yeah,
so.
Wall Street's ready, too.
Oh, yeah, I haven't paid attention to Wall Street today. Did they crash?
Yeah, 1,000-point drop, yeah.
Wow, okay.
And, you've got that, there's so many bad decisions being made right now with both Venus and Mercury retrograde and both of them in the midst of their conjunctions to Pluto. Venus has already made two, got a third one coming March 3rd. Mercury already made one conjunction to Pluto, has got another one coming this Friday and then another one after that. When it turns direct. And, we just got this fear of loss and these weird power games. And as Mark mentioned, Mars went into Capricorn, so people are getting more determined about it, which makes, bad decisions, very determined, which makes me worry about the Ukraine, the Russian invasion of the Ukraine,
right.
Brouhaha, which is cooking around the edges of life at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, people just slow down. Make slower decisions. Yeah.
Don't go crazy. Just calm down. You can do it. Yeah, but people are really not feeling it. And also just saying things. There's the malapropisms or perhaps not. Uh-huh. Maybe that's what they really think. And you're kind of like, did you actually say that? I didn't mean it. I meant to say something else. I'm like, yeah, that's not what you said, though. You said this. So. Yeah, that's the other part of it is people are kind of blurting out stuff and you're kind of going, oh, wow. I've had a few people in my client base, kind of have blurtings and be like, wow, I had no idea that was the underlying story. But now they've said it, and now I have to deal with it. So that's the other part, is there's a lot of having to deal with things that are said. Yeah.
Like Biden calling a Fox reporter son of a bitch on a mic he didn't know was hot.
Yeah, well, you know, he told him what he thought of him.
Yep, honest.
I'm always like, I mean, Biden's a Scorpio. He's got a lot of talents, so he does that grandpa thing. But, you know, he's a Scorpio. He's been a, you know, he's been around for a long time, right? So I'm like, yeah. You know, I mean, he might do grandpa and malarkey, but I didn't hear that. But I did see that Biden called out a Fox reporter, but I didn't see that call. But, yeah, totally. You can say it.
Yeah, there's a lot of these kind of.
Also, Dr. Fauci the other day, what a, you know, and he was on a hot mic, and he goes, "What a moron! Jesus Christ!" You know, when the guy was asking him a question, he wasn't able to find his salary on the. He said, "My salary is publicly filed. I work for the government." You know, so so it's definitely malice bin.
Retrograde is good for something.
I had the cat call the police the other day. She laid on my phone. Yeah, she laid on the phone and called the police. And then this week, she laid on my keyboard, and she hit that left corner. And apparently, if you hit the Shift 5 button 3 times, it does some kind of reprogramming. So my whole keyboard I couldn't do backup. The A key left, the G type to V. She set off some kind of programming thing. I tried a bunch of things to try and get it back, and I couldn't get my keyboard back. You know, and I didn't spend much money on it, but I was like, I think I need to get a new keyboard. This cat, you know, whatever. Clearly we have some kind of Mercury thing, because she yells at me, like, open the door. I want food. She's very bossy. And then she called the police, and she broke my keyboard. So we're definitely having a Mercury moment here in the house. And we have 5 kittens, anticipating Betty to deliver at any moment. So we'll see.
They haven't come yet, but they are any minute now.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of, okay, she's probably not going to have them on the Libra moon, and we're looking at the Scorpio moon. But she looks like a walking beach ball, quite frankly.
She's sitting on things.
Yes, well, and that's it. She kind of hops on the thing and lays down, and there's just a large amount of cat that lays on, you know. I was like, wow, you just took out my keyboard, you called the police, you're just a little wild thing, so... But she's very cute, and she's still eating ravenously, though, and apparently that's a sign that the kittens aren't coming yet, because she's still eating for 6. When she stops eating, then she goes into labor. So so we'll see. I should have kittens by the next thing.
Next call, yeah.
Yeah. So all good.
I was looking forward to them to this time.
Yeah.
You know, Venus, being the Venus-Pluto conjunction, I'm so glad to hear about kittens being born, because so many people are leaving. Most of them are leaving that are elderly and have a right to leave. But I'm thinking of Thich Nhat Hanh and so much of his really interesting story that's coming out now. And who a Libra moon in Sagittarius, they believe, and with his Mercury in Scorpio. So that's the focus, the Libra, the mindfulness, the Scorpio, the ability to concentrate and to teach meditation, moon in Sagittarius, everywhere. And, you know, I was hearing his story today about how he was, you know, the abbot of a monastery in Vietnam. And it started the whole Vietnam, you know, peaceful protests of the Vietnam War, and was brought to Cornell to do a lecture, and then couldn't get back into his country. And
really?
I think the moon and it took 30 years to get back there. They wouldn't let him in. And the moon in Sagittarius can handle that better than most people. And he went on to, you know, that the world benefited when they kicked him out of there, and he started his center in France and did educating people and putting the word out all around. And now he got back to his monastery for the last couple of years and just died there, which is a very beautiful process. But it's really, you know, I think there's a lot of people I hear are their elders are leaving. Their grandmother died, or just at a time when this Venus-Pluto is asking us to let go of the last generation, and to notice how do we step into this next generation and be the elders that other people will mourn? How do we step in and be, you know, the leaders of this next level? I think it's a question that's cooking in the background right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, Pluto will bring that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, especially with the Mercury, too. There's an element of eat your words, Mercury-Pluto. And Mercury mm-hmm. and Pluto mm-hmm. get along. Mercury's like one of the few guys that can go to the underworld. But I do find mm-hmm. the people saying things, and also some young deaths, you know, like Meatloaf just died. He's not mm-hmm. that old, but he was like, mm-hmm. you know. So it's an interesting, it's a lot of communicator people are leaving, too, people that write, mm-hmm. talk, you know, Joan Didion, you know, some of mm-hmm. our greater people that phrase things mm-hmm. for us, help us remember or help us think of words. You know, I'm reading Doris Kearns Goodwin-Kearns book on leadership in turbulent times. It's really good, but it's also mm-hmm. kind of, you know, it's also Capricorn. It's asking us to be responsible, too. And we have to be responsible for our words. We have to be responsible for our communications. It's, you know, it's laying bare communications, too. And Mercury is retrograding back into Capricorn this week, and Mars is going into Capricorn this week. So we've got all the personal planets in Capricorn, mm-hmm. and then Saturn and the Sun are both in Aquarius. So there's this whole Saturnian energy to the heavens, you know, which is very much about being responsible and practical in your personal planets. They're all in practical signs. Mercury, Mars, and Venus, all in Cap, all saying get practical, practical, practical. And then the Sun in Aquarius answering to Saturn, so he's saying practical. So there's a real focus. I mean, I felt a lot of people going, I have to do, you know, this is important, I have to restructure. And I'm like, yep, you know, affirming that sense. And then I've had some people really sad, just calling and crying mm-hmm. and really, you know, the passage mm-hmm. of time, the ending of things, the letting go of old structures. To your point, the elders leaving, we have to step up. But also a lot of people that the kids are leaving, that the structural changes in the family. It feels like mm-hmm. there's just a lot of change around the things that we rely on to steady us. And Saturn's mm-hmm. like in winter, all the planets are in winter signs saying, you know, remember the time, remember. It's very much remembrance because Capricorn is the old mm-hmm. stuff. But it's also a very somber thing, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's also a sense of you can't point to somebody else with this energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're responsible for what you signed up for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's due, you know, the time has come, it's
yeah.
due. Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting to see how that plays out. I'm worried about, I'm keeping my eye on it, but I'm not going to waste my energy worrying. The Mars in Capricorn, Mercury in Capricorn is very strategic, which can be wonderful if you are, you know, someone who's moving their house and they have a whole plan on how to move and they have got it all strategized out. That's great. But when we're talking about, you know, an army invading or trying to figure out what our response is or people going back and forth strategizing around COVID instead of, you know, getting real and dealing with this, you know, we see that all the time spent strategizing instead of problem solving, that I'm hoping we can, you know, pray for peace, put that out there, that there is a solution, how do we find it, and ask people to look in their own life, you know, use that strategy carefully. Don't use it just to trip each other up, but to use it in a good way. Give yourself, if you're feeling strategic, give yourself a short-term problem to solve, projects to deal with, one at a time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can't really do longer than one at a time. Everything's very
mm-hmm.
pokey right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And takes longer. Everything takes longer than you thought it should. You know, so. and think, oh, it's going to take a half an hour. I mean, I went to get the keyboard, and I thought, do I have time to go grocery shopping? And I thought, no, I got to be home. I got an appointment, got a reading. And then I kind of, your senses go home. So I go home, and there's the toll bridge is up, right? Mm-hmm. It's a Sunday, and the sailboats are going through, and I'm like, okay. And I got home at 3 minutes of the reading, you know, which was fine.
My goodness,
But it was, you know, it was that every, you know, like I'm thinking, oh, normally I can power through shit. No, not happening right now. No powering through. It's, you have to take the time. There's delays. There's obfuscations. I never say that word right, but it's pokey. It's pokey time. Mm-hmm. You know, everything's pokey. Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm noticing very strange accidents. It's not, I don't see an increase in accidents so much. It's just the wackoness of them. There was one in Ghana. It was a very sad one in Ghana, but that a truck that was heading to a mine loaded with explosives was hit by a motorcycle and blew up a whole town, gone.
Oh, wow.
And a small town, but it's gone. And you just feel for that, just what are the odds? And then that can happen. My neck was a little out last week. And then I choked on a piece of celery in a bowl of organic soup. And I choked so badly and I coughed so hard that I put my neck completely out, like I've never put it out before.
Wow.
And could barely sleep for 4 days.
Wow.
And now it's working again, but it was just those, wow, weird. How weird can you go? You know, and that I'm seeing, you know, so it's just walk on the ice with care. Let everything be a meditation, including eating your damn soup. Let it be a meditation and attention. And, you know, doing that wisely, we can make it through in a beautiful way.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard of anybody choking on soup before. It doesn't really, I mean, that is not 100% true. I've swallowed water down the wrong pipe. Is that what you did?
Yeah. Right, I inhaled a piece of cooked celery and nearly died, I think. But it was, you know, not make sense, but there it was.
Yeah, you can't see it coming, that's for sure.
And that's, you know, it's like the strange small accidents that are possible. So we work on making them as best as pay attention as closely as we can.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're okay and you're still here. You know?
Me too. And I'm glad I got some sleep. That was good. Shall we give people a few calls here and see how they're doing?
Sure.
You're in charge. Okay. You pick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is, hello, 503. You're on the air. There's a couple of you from 503. This is 503-490. How can we help you?
Hi, my name's Dan. I'm 814-1981-2259, San Diego, California.
And how can we help you today?
Well, I was just kind of bursting into tears about an hour ago and not really sure why.
Mm-hmm.
Just dealing with a lot lately. You know, that Capricorn Council was on 22 about 2.5 years ago, and a lot has changed for me.
Yeah.
I have a lot of 22 degrees.
And Saturn is coming up to conjunct your moon in the 10th house. So there's, you know, the world is going to feel kind of serious to you for a while here. That doesn't mean it, you know, there's a lot of growing up you're doing. But Saturn believes in you and can help you with this. And it's saying, you know, it's asking you to be the adult in the room. And it's sitting on your moon, it's opposing your Mercury, and it's opposing your Sun. But usually when Saturn tests you like this, you know, you have to kind of remember that this is not going to be forever. Whatever you're going through will not be forever. But that you are you're learning new skills and you're getting ready for the next phase of your life, the next station. Pluto is also trining your Venus and bringing up a lot of, you know, helping you remember everything that you've lost, everything that you thought was safe and secure and fine over the last couple of years. And it's just helping you remember it and grieve. So don't think when your tears come up, remember, let them be about what you're letting go. Don't think of them as predicting the future.
That's another reminder of failure.
Right, it's not.
Yeah.
It's just saying that was done, now where do we step? That an ending, in this last couple of years, an ending was not a failure, it was a completion cycle.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
And what do you think?
Well, also, your progressive Mars is right now at 14 Leo, right, which is opposite Saturn exactly almost to the minute. So, you know, when you have a Saturn transit, he always asks you to kind of go back and look. So when you were 7, you had Saturn in Virgo in your 6th house, Natalie, and that often is the house of pets and animals and important relationships. So I would say kind of go back into that time frame and go back to the relationship that was really paramount in your life at age 7 and 8 to 8.5. Because there's a lot of letting go energy around that. Plus, we have the energy of the nodes having just shifted, right? They just shifted in and they kind of popped out and they kind of stirred up old emotional wounds that maybe you haven't handled, right? And, you know, and the whole idea of life is like an onion. You know, you think you handled it and then it comes back and it goes, not quite yet, not quite yet. And I will really speak to the Saturn approaching to your moon. You know, the moon rules your 3rd house. It rules your 4th house of home and family. So this is also not verbal stuff. So you don't have words for why you're crying, which makes your chart a little anxious because you like to have words for things. But there are no words right now. And you're also, your progressed moon is balsamic phase in the dark of the moon, right? We're in the dark of the moon now. There's a new moon in a couple, next week. But you're in a dark of the moon in your life right now, which is only for another month and a half, 2 months, and then you have a new moon with new beginnings. But it's a very releasing, solidly sad time. And yes, your planets at 22 are being activated today because there's a big finger of God. Neptune's forming a huge finger of God with your Sun and your Pluto, which normally your Leo, you're optimistic, and your Pluto is partnering and figuring out how to do things. And right now with Neptune opposite, it's the best thing to do is sit and cry and watch things that make you cry, you know, like the March of the Penguins or, you know, It's a Wonderful Life, you know, sentimental schmaltzy stuff that, you know, you kind of go, oh, I remember, because you do have that really deeply sensitive Mars in Cancer. And, you know, and he's getting a hard aspect from Saturn now too. So, you know, chart's just kind of getting punched a little bit hard by the heavens. And so gentle with you, gentle with loving, and just with that Saturn in Virgo, with all those planets in the 6th house, a lot of times you think you did it or you're somehow responsible, but it's looking at it as life's cycles shifting. And that's part of the space of its kind of stuff going. And that's okay, but your chart doesn't know what's coming. And Taurus risings and all those planets in your chart hate change. They're like, I don't want to let go of stuff. I love what I love. I don't want to leave. And with Uranus on the ascendant, it's feeling like you don't have control over what's staying. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, it's a big Saturn time, and you are feeling it as law. But there's a promise in your chart. With Libra, you have Saturn and Jupiter conjunct. So whenever something is having to be let go of, something else is coming in. So Jupiter is bringing in with Saturn, what will make up for Saturn sending out, and it all balances out in the Libra way. So go ahead and, you know, to feel the tears. Be glad that you're feeling the tears. It's kind of like with COVID, you lose taste. Well, you don't want to lose tears. And so let that happen, but know that something is coming in and that there will be an abundance just as there's a loss.
It's just not seeable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, you guys. Thanks so much.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good luck. We know you can
do it. This does feel like a good squeezing out of the sponge for what Anne promised is coming in March. I talked to her for the first time in October, and it just feels like everything is pointing me in some new direction that I can't see yet. So thanks for helping me be right where I'm at.
Yeah. Wonderful. Good luck.
Good.
Yeah, there's an internet meme I like. You know, the salt is a healer. It's tears, it's sweat, it's seawater, you know. So it's very, or Epsom salt baths. That might help, a little Epsom salt bath.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you comfort yourself.
Doctor's orders, you got it.
And look back on your life and remember everything you've ever done right and give yourself a good list to work with.
Oh, thanks, Heather.
Okay, good luck.
Okay.
And, well... So the other 503 number, I think, hold on, let me get that back. 503-919, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, birth date is 11-12-62. Place, time is 3:05 a.m., and the city is Castro Valley, California.
It was 11-12-62. And what time was that again?
3:05 a.m.
Great. And Castro Valley?
Yes, Castro Valley, California.
And how can we help you today?
Okay, so when I look at my chart, I'm going through a lot right now. Not only are the nodes going into Taurus, which I have the full moon, which is opposing all my stellium in my second house, I'm also right now having Saturn opposing my natal Mars in the 11th house. I also have Chiron in the 7th house, so I'm kind of like, if anybody can kind of give me some help on really what I should be focusing on and what's actually going on, because I feel like I too am discombobulated.
And you want to start?
Sure. You also, you missed Saturn squaring your Neptune in the first house and your Mercury. You know, so the Mercury Neptune, of course, normally gives you a sense of faith and a trust in the process, and kind of good psychic gifts where your chart kind of knows, well, you know, this is going to happen. But right now, there's a little bit of like I'm driving with the blindfolds on. I don't have vision. I'm in a fog. And you also are having your Jupiter return on your Chiron, right?
Yeah.
So you're having Chiron in the seventh, but Jupiter Chiron speaks to that that orphan feeling that sometimes your chart has. And a lot of times Scorpios, you know, you're born on a Venus star point, you know, Sun-Venus conjunction in Scorpio. So Scorpios are very emotionally attuned to things. And so in addition to whatever you're going through, when you hang out with people, they're a Chiron in your seventh. They're bringing you Chiron. They're also opposite. Saturn's also opposite your Mars and squaring your Mercury Neptune. So I want you thinking when I come home from talking to somebody, gee, I feel really crappy because I talked to them. I need you in the bathtub. I need you taking showers. I need you draining and bringing out your sponge. So, because you're absorbing other people too. You're absorbing all the psychic stuff that's running around right now, which you don't normally think of yourself with that, with Saturn in the South Node, but everything's very porous in your chart. So, and to your point, nodes are in your eighth house, so you're picking up everybody's psychological stuff, whether you want to or not. And that will be for the next year and a half, that North Node going through the eighth. So you're going to be like a giant sponge. So you really have to wring yourself out every day.
Okay.
Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, I noticed that.
I'm still waiting for the chart. I'm waiting for the chart to come up.
Oh, okay.
So I want to say the North Node on your moon is letting you know that you do know how to get grounded, and the Pluto to, like the Pluto to the moon, you do know how to do this, and it's kind of to remind yourself of the advice you'd give others. Remind yourself to slow down and feel your way along when you're walking in the fog. Take one step at a time. And this Saturn is really asking, you know, your bench pressing muscles. It's asking you to remember everything you've learned about, you know, how to move forward emotionally, how to take one step at a time, how not to get stuck in that infinite depression brain or go follow the depression cascade and just put yes, and that's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling it. Now take a step forward. You know, wring out your sponge, clear your energy fields, practice everything that you know how to do, and that Saturn says practice, practice, practice. This isn't about great doing what you've always wanted to do while Saturn's directly opposed your Mars, but it's asking you to practice one foot in front of the other. In 2 months, your progressed moon goes into Leo, and your energy field picks up, and your mood shifts, and you'll find that you've got a little bit more oomph so that you're not inhaling everybody else's stuff quite the way you are at the moment.
So would this be a good time or not a good time to basically do any astrological charts for anyone else or do any spiritual readings for anyone else?
Sure, but practice psychic hygiene, graduate school level. You know, sure, and know your boundaries, know what's theirs and what's not yours. You know, put them on the altar afterwards rather than take them home and keep doing the work. And this is a good time to practice your craft. Do you balance your intuition and your skills? Just, you know, do that blended work together and then make sure you pass that on. You put them on the altar, clear yourself.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thank you, folks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Great.
Mark, anything before we hang up?
I just got the chart open. No, I'm not going to add to it.
Okay.
We're good.
He's putting in a psychic boundary there, 40503.
Yeah.
Hey, I think our time is up, and this is Heather signing off from Montana, wherever I am. Yeah, from Montana.
Wherever
you are.
Take care.
And this is Anne Early signing off from on a dark and cloudy night over the Boca Ciega Bay. No stars tonight, but I mean they're out there, but I can't see them. So.
And this is Mark Waltz signing off from New York City, where we're waiting for snow. Do you have any extra?
Wonderful, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye,
okay,
everybody.
Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Proceed with caution. Remember, Venus is stationing direct. Bye.
Right.